Hi, I'm Doug Gordon, and this is Beta from Wisconsin Public Radio. Mark Oliver Everett, also known as E, is the founder and frontman of the indie band Eels. He is the core of a rotating group of musicians that creates a unique spin on pop music in the vein of John Lennon. His songs are often personal and explore the dark side of the human condition. Eels have just released their 13th album, Earth to Dora. Dora is the band's former lighting director. She was feeling down, so Mark tried to cheer her up with some optimistic texts. He realized that their texts back and forth would work well as song lyrics and might cheer up listeners. Beta Steve Gotcher sat down with Mark to find out more about the album.
On the surface, when I think about my life in the last couple of years, there hasn't been that many overtly hopeful things going on personally, and of course we're all going through a tough time as well. But I think, you know, the songs are usually start as like a message to myself, and I think it's first me trying to cheer myself up, and then hopefully once they become songs and they're on a record, they can also serve to cheer some other people up too.
It just seems like the very first song, Anything for Boo, it surprised me. It was so hopeful sounding.
Yeah, well, that was inspired by a real romantic situation I was involved in that didn't turn out the way I'd hoped it was going to turn out. So it was kind of a fantasy about that situation turning out the way I hoped it would, but unfortunately it remains a fantasy. But it's still probably my favorite song on the record for some reason. I like the hopefulness in it.
I think that good songwriting is probably one of the hardest things to do. To do it well, do you have to be willing to be open and honest in what you're writing about?
I suppose that's a case-by-case basis, you know, based on who the writer is and what they're writing about. And, you know, because probably only about half of my songs are really based on autobiographical situations, and the other half might be inspired by a story that happened to a friend of mine or someone I know, and then the rest are just fiction that I make up. But I think even when it's fiction, you know, if I'm playing a character in a song in my mind, you still have to be able to relate to it. And then the thing that I like to do is just try to take all my filters off and be as real as possible and get to the heart of the matter as quickly as possible. And you just like peel away all the layers of the onion.
Yeah, that seems like kind of a very dangerous thing to do in that you expose yourself to everyone out there. Have you ever looked at what you've written and wondered if you have gone too far?
A lot. It's funny because it really comes natural to me at this point to write that way. And it's not a hardship for me to write like that. The hard part, and when I realize like that aspect is there, is the first time I have to sing it in front of the guys in the band when we're recording it. That then I suddenly feel incredibly vulnerable. You know, I'm usually in the vocal booth and they'll be up in the control room. Suddenly I'm sitting there and I realize, oh man, I'm about to like pour my heart out to the dudes in the band. And who, you know, I can't see them. They're probably up there rolling their eyes and laughing, I'm imagining, you know. It's an incredibly vulnerable experience.
And yet you continue to do it, and you seem to feel comfortable with that.
Well, I think the uncomfortableness that I feel at that point is probably a good sign. I hope that it means that I'm onto something in what I'm singing, that it's meaningful if it's making me so embarrassed and uncomfortable.
One of the songs that I think is kind of illustrative of this is I Got Hurt, which seems to be kind of a difficult song to write if it's from your perspective, although I read that it really isn't. Can you tell me a little bit about this song?
Well, that one, I try not to get specific about what the experience of me being hurt might have been that it inspired that particular song. I wanted it to be something that the listener could apply their own hurt, whatever it is, easily enough to it.
It's a sore subject that I'd rather not address. How did I get here into such an ugly mess?
Earth to Dora is your 13th record. What were you trying to do differently with this record from the other ones?
Well, the thing about, you know, I wanted to just make it flow like a nice playlist of old school singer-songwriter songs with kind of traditional instrumentation. I wanted it to hopefully have like kind of a timeless quality too, where if you heard it in 5 or 10 years, you wouldn't go, oh, that sounds like 2020.
What do you think 2020 sounds like?
A lot of crying and agony.
It seems kind of like a concept record in a way, about a relationship development and growth and then problems. Did you write it that way and sequence it that way? Is that what you wanted?
I didn't write it that way, but I did sequence it that way. The songs are really, were all written at different times, and they're not all about the same relationship, and some of them aren't even about a relationship I was in. But some of them are, and some of them are about the same relationship. But then I sequenced it in a way so if some listeners want to, they can listen to it as if it is all about one relationship. There is a certain arc to the sequence where you could sort of follow a storyline.
So in the process of putting this record together, did you learn anything about relationships that surprised you?
Well, you know, some of the songs are specifically about me trying to learn lessons, like the one called Who You Say You Are, which is kind of a song about songwriting and saying, hey, man, maybe you should be a little more cautious about who you write songs about and make sure they really, you know, are someone that's deserved of it. And then there's the one called Dark and Dramatic, which is a memo to myself saying, hey, man, don't you think at this point in your life you should have learned to pay more attention to some of the red flags that pop up early in a relationship and pay heed to the ones that are probably red enough flags that maybe you should get out of it while you can before it goes on too long?
Most of the songs were written before the COVID pandemic. Do you still think these songs are relevant and meaningful to people now, even though we're in a serious pandemic situation?
Well, it's interesting. You know, the one song on this album that was written after the pandemic started, and it was written in the early days when the pandemic first got really bad, it was me just having a daydream about what it might be like when it's all over and thinking about how nice that would be. And I was kind of secretly hoping, well, by the time the album comes out, maybe it'll be more of a reality and not a daydream. But of course, that didn't turn out, and it's every bit the daydream and fantasy it was the day I wrote it still. But I do think that, you know, there will eventually be a day when that song can be listened to and be thought of as more of a reflection of what things are like. And the other songs that were not written having any idea there was a pandemic about to start and all the other upheaval that's happened this year, I was a little bit worried, like, oh, are these songs just going to seem like completely ridiculous now because they don't have anything to do with what's going on in the world? But I've seen now that the album's been out for a little bit that people have really been embracing it. It's, you know, making some people feel good to think about something else.
Right, a diversion from what's going on all around them all the time.
Yeah, and then also, you know, it's not necessarily these are the subject matters in these songs or things we used to you know, worry about and deal with, you know, we'll get back to them. And also, some people are probably dealing with some of the subjects in the songs during this year as well. You know, we're not all alone in our bunker like me.
Are We All Right Again? You say as a daydream. Has your daydream changed since the pandemic has gone on and on?
I mean, my daydream in that song is a little crazy. I just figured, well, if I'm going to have a daydream, I might as well go for it. And, you know, I'm like getting high with birds and marching with a marching band through the streets. And no, that still sounds pretty good to me right now.
You're quoted as saying, often we get saddled with, oh, this is the sad band and all that. But it's really missing the point, because if you look at pretty much all of the albums, the point is always an optimistic point. It's always saying, this is part of life. If I can say, you can go through these kinds of experiences like I've been through and still find the beauty and the positivity in life, then you can too. Do you still feel like that?
Well said, me. Yeah. Yeah, that's completely, if there's any one point to what I do, it would be that, yeah.
Well, I ask that because at this time, I mean, people are losing hope in a big way. And I just wonder how, if it's eroded any of your hopefulness.
It's tough. You know, I definitely have sleepless nights about it. And, you know, because it is really hard to not get sucked under and get depressed about what the state of things currently. But I just keep trying to hang on to a couple things. One is, in all of history, there's always periods where people are like, this is the worst year in history. And maybe it was at that point, but it always got better. And I have to believe that's going to be true this time too. And the other thing I keep holding on to is it could always be worse. About a month ago or so, one day I was starting to get pretty down about this year. And then that night, there was a big earthquake here in California. It was quite scary. And suddenly I was like, oh, I miss yesterday when it was just the pandemic and all the social upheaval and all the political stuff.
Are you able to get together with people and play music, or is that something that's not an option right now?
That isn't really an option, you know, and that is the hard part for me. Like, in a lot of ways, I'm lucky because it's probably easier for me to be in the lockdown situation because I work at home anyway, and I tend to lead kind of a reclusive lifestyle anyway. The hard part for me is we can't go out on the road, and we had big plans to do a lot of shows.
How do you feel about not performing?
Well, you know, we've been trying to figure out some way to do like an online performance that would be interesting and fun, and we haven't thought of it yet. I mean, for me, it's difficult because the ones I've seen so far, they feel so sterile, and they just depress me and remind me what we can't do. You know, most singers nowadays use in-ear monitors, and I can't do that because I gotta be part of the room. I need to hear the people. I want to hear everyone breathing and screaming and stuff. What we're doing right now is we just posted a complete show that we did just a year ago that people can watch online, you know, with real people screaming and clapping and stuff, and that to me is more satisfying.
What do you want people to get out of Earth to Dora?
If it can cheer up some people or bring them any pleasure, or, you know, if there's one of the sadder moments on the album, makes them feel better in the misery loves company way, any of that, you know, I just hope it can provide any comfort.
Well, Mark Oliver Everett, thank you so much for talking to me. I appreciate it.
Thanks. This is a real pleasure.
Mark Oliver Everett is the frontman of the indie rock band Eels. He spoke to Beta's Steve Gotcher about their album Earth to Dora. You can find out more about Mark and the album at wpr.org/beta.
You You can't be an NBA player and go in the stands and beat up the very customers who are paying for your game. And then if you do, if you make that decision, you better hit the right guy.
Renowned sportscaster Jim Gray joins us to talk about interviewing some of the greatest athletes ever. That's coming up in just a moment. I'm Doug Gordon. You're listening to Beta from Wisconsin Public Radio.